Human rights observers and lawyers for the Maasai people are pressing Tanzania's government to halt plans to forcibly evict tens of thousands of the indigenous nomads from their ancestral land at the eastern edge of the Serengeti National Park. Last week, a violent clash broke out after government surveyors and security forces began to demarcate land that Tanzania reportedly would turn over to a foreign firm for a game reserve for commercial hunting. India's purchases of Russian coal have spiked in recent weeks despite global sanctions on Moscow, as traders offer discounts of up to 30%, this according to two trade sources and data reviewed by the Reuters news agency. Russia, facing severe Western sanctions over its invasion of Ukraine, warned the European Union in April against sweeping sanctions on coal, saying they would backfire as the fuel would be redirected to other markets. Tensions in Senegal reached a tipping point Friday over the government's decision to keep the opposition off the ballot in planned legislative elections. Thousands of people took to the streets to show support for the opposition leader, Ousmane Sonko, and to demand President Macky Sall allow his opponents to run. Annika Hammerschlag reports from Dakar.
Plumes of smoke billowed into the air throughout Dakar's southern neighborhoods Friday as demonstrators set fire to tires and plastic bins. Tear gas canisters rained down from the sky, causing protesters to scatter. As they reemerged, they chanted, "Macky Sall is a dictator," and hurled rocks at police officers. Anger has mounted since Senegal's Constitutional Council invalidated the opposition's list of candidates for the July 31st legislative elections, preventing opposition leader Sonko and other opponents from running. The result of the elections will determine the makeup of Senegal's 165-member National Assembly, currently dominated by the president's coalition.
This is Marissa.